out at 10 p.m.
My father would always turn to me and go, and see, this is why. Anytime there was anything on the news, and this is why I don't let you do this. This is why I don't let you do that.
And this is why.
Do you have something specific you want to start with?
Well, we never had words.
My mother would
We can start with whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're on?
We are live.
Damn it, Rocky. This is what it is. He starts it off sometimes.
He did this last week.
Without letting you know. Guys, it's Tuesday.
Stop right in that motherfucker.
This is Unfiltered Marriage. I have a special guest star, Kay, here with us tonight. Mark could not make it, but of course Nicole's here. Thank the Lord.
Well, no one reminded him it was Tuesday.
No, I told him. I talked to him like twice today.
There was things.
Thank God he had a reminder.
There were things.
All right. But I mean, geez, to not know what day it is.
The best guest star, my co-host, Rocky. Mr. Tuesday Night.
Fucking A. Fucking
A. I love letting him believe that. It's the cutest thing ever.
Well, I am Mr. Tuesday Night. At Mr. Two Shows, the whole fucking show, the Apollo Creed of the brand.
Okay, I mean, Becky Two Belts, get it
we
together.
We keep going.
Listen, we're not taking calls tonight only because there's just always creepers and they're annoying. But in case you really do have something to say, right in the room and maybe we will turn them on. We have a very diverse show tonight.
What up, Dave Rose? We do have a very diverse.
A what?
Diverse.
A diverse.
I'm getting my Texas accent ready. You know, so when we go there, I'm just like fit right in.
When are you guys going?
Hey, y'all.
You can't talk like that. You cannot talk like that.
How, y'all?
Hey, y'all. Oh, no, I'll be like, no, y'all.
Y'all
no,
y'all want to go to the Fuddruckers?
What is a Fuddrucker?
You don't know what Fuddruckers is?
No.
Do any of you know what Fuddruckers is? No, the restaurant?
I do. They have
you
them do, in right? Philly, too.
Okay, yeah. Why, are you a Philly girl?
I went to college right outside of Philly, so
Okay, I don't like you already.
Oh! No fair. I like
New Jersey, because that's the real
true.
Garbage
yeah, everyone knows Jersey.
Oh, dirty Jersey. There.
Unless you're in my pod squad group and you
Yeah,
of course. Then I love you.
That's
then
the I love you. Especially Matty Rock. Matty Rock's cool.
And my boy EB.
EB, of course. We love EB. Yeah. We love him.
He's like Tony motherfucking Soprano.
He's like Tony Soprano? Why do you say that?
EB?
EB?
Because he's the man, that's why, and he's from Jersey.
I don't know if he's like Tony Soprano.
I don't know who he is.
He's a nice guy. Tony Soprano was a piece of shit.
Yeah, but he was the man.
Oh, okay, I see the, oh, so now you're just going with by the man, but he was just a piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit, but he ran shit, you know, so it's a compliment for a guy.
EB, I don't know how I feel about it.
You see Tony's infidelities, you know, and yes, while they were horrible, you know, men see the power and the you know, the strength that he wielded.
He definitely had strength. Strength in family, strength in, like, you know, he could reach out and touch someone.
Strength in numbers.
But as a husband or a man, I don't know if I wouldn't even look at him like that.
Oh, no, Dave. I still like pussy. I would never wear a cowboy hat.
Oh, my God. First of all, if you say y'all, you're wearing a cowboy hat.
I'm never going to wear a cowboy
and
hat.
And then you're not saying y'all.
And the spurs.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Don't forget. If you're going to go all in, you have to
like
go all in.
Like her in her straw hat, you know, and the cutoffs and the little cowboy boots.
Sexy oh, you're
going to
go
shit.
The Daisy Duke route.
Oh, of course I am. I'll go.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Awesome. Can't wait.
When's the trip?
Oh, July. Middle, real beginning of July.
July.
Yeah.
July.
And I'm excited, a little nervous, but I'm excited. You know, we'll just do the precautions, wear the mask. But it's Valentina's first plane ride, and now it's going to be extra. Like, put the mask on. Don't do.
Well,
the
no, she's got a little bandit bandana, and I've been playing it up to her. I was like, we're going to be like little bank robbers going on the plane.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Camouflage bandana for her to wear. I'm like,
so cute.
I'm trying
it
to make
cute.
Her excited.
Just
for
make
it
sure you bring her a lot of bubble gum for the.
Yeah, gum. I'm going to bring her little earmuffs and her headphones and stuff like that. But I'm more or less, like, she's a sound chick. She don't like, even with our movies, we got to keep, and we want it loud, but she's like, my ears. We're like, oh, okay.
She's sensitive too.
Yeah, I am too. I do. I have very sensitive ears. Yeah. Whoa.
You are.
Was that a dig? So it was a mother.
No, but you have very sensitive ears.
All right.
I just want to shout out to our group real fast, too.
We're beating tonight.
597 members. We're right there at 600.
We're almost 600. That's awesome.
We got,
what's up, Phil?
We got more members in our group than, you know, I don't want to say, but, you know.
And what? Then what?
Than the brand group.
Well, you know what? I think that, you know, we're a little more diverse and our shows are not.
And not to put, I love the brand.
No, of course, we love the brand, but they are, a lot of their shows are like the same stuff. So it's
a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, so they have like a certain type of fan base, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good wrestling podcasts by real wrestlers, not.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's.
Like, yeah, yeah. I love those, actually, because I'm not really into wrestling, but when I listen to them, it's very very informative.
Vince and Disco are a lot of fun. Disco Inferno and Vince.
Who is the one you had on that I thought he was awesome? Is it Ben?
Ben Hameen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Hameen. He's a great guy. I even like his personality. Again, yeah, I'm not into wrestling, but sometimes they get you.
He does $5 face slaps. They'll get you. These idiot marks at wrestling shows. He'll go to wrestling shows and he'll charge people $5 so he can slap them in the face. And people pay it.
Shut up.
And people pay it. There's videos of him doing it online.
And he wears genie pants, right?
No. he's like a terrorist.
Yeah.
He wears like the schmog with the thing wrapped around it.
It's his character for wrestling. He's a wrestler.
Yeah. Or like kind of like Iron Sheik or something like that, you know? Like, yeah. So, but he's an awesome guy. That's him on here.
Yeah. I met Mick Foley years ago when I worked at Splish Splash.
Did you?
That was amazing. He was there with his daughter. And then I ran into them at the Lowe's movie theater like a year later. And he was the sweetest man.
Oh, he's the nicest
ever.
Man. You know, like starting now, he probably already has it anyway because now he's not wrestling anymore. But he'll grow his beard out for Christmas. And he goes around and sand it to like hospitals and absolutely free. Like, he loves Christmas. He has a room in his house that it's always Christmas.
That's amazing.
There's a tree.
You need that.
I was just going to say, I would have a good time there.
He loves the Santa Claus thing, and he loves being Santa Claus. He's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And you watch him in wrestling,
and
you get the complete opposite. Yeah. He's being thrown off of fucking 30-foot cages.
Yeah.
He's hitting people with barbed wire, lighting people on fire.
He was a really intense wrestler. When you see him, it's really
intense. He had death matches with Terry Funk out in Japan where they would be lit on fire, they would fall on things that would explode, glass, barbed wire, like anything you could think of. Mick Foley's thumbtacks, his tooth came through his fucking nose.
I mean, he lost part of his ear.
Heard a single bad word uttered about him, though. Like, everybody, from fans to the workers, all say Mick Foley is the most sweetest, nicest guy.
I feel left out.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who that is.
I have no idea.
I went through my wrestling phase many moons ago, so I have a little
Attitude
bit
era?
Of knowledge. No. It was back, oh my God, I feel terrible saying this. It was over 20 years ago.
So that's around Attitude Era. Austin, Rock.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Our guy, the guy who, you know, is the brand of our, is Vince Russo.
Oh, really?
That's Jess's uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's how we got kind of into this whole world.
That's how
of
it
YouTube
all kind of started.
Well, they had their own podcast, Rocky
Me
and
Richie.
Best Friend Richie, my daughter's godfather. And it was a super ugly show. They did really cool stuff, but they were just on YouTube.
No, we weren't even. Those were just audio.
Oh, that's right.
Vince brought us to
that's
and
right.
said, you got to do a video thing.
That's
and that's
right.
when we went to YouTube.
And I started a show back in the day, but it didn't. The person I did it with didn't really work out so well. So then Rocky and I were like, fuck this. Like, we have great conversation and banter. I'm like, we do a show and we have such great energy. And then we brought Nicole and Mark into it. It was like
and
the
it just
floor
went downhill.
Whoa. I totally missed that.
He said it went downhill. Let me remind you.
Really fucked the chemistry up. Really fucked it
to
up.
Change the subject, let's get off wrestling.
Chris from New Jersey, shout out to him. He's a Pod Squad guy. Sorry, but his first time
you're
here.
You're going to get
it's
it
his first
tonight.
Time here. I got to shout him out.
Okay, you could have waited until I was done my
I
sentence.
Know, but you like
Chris
started
from New Jersey,
it. I was getting
he
it out.
Could
you know?
He have, though?
He could have.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Has anybody here seen I'm going to fucking slap you? Love is Blind on Netflix?
Yes. No.
Unfortunately, I have.
No. Okay. I have not seen
so
Love is Blind.
So Love is Blind is where they put 10 people, 5 guys, 5 girls, in a hotel room. You can't see each other. You're walls to walls, and you can talk like via it's like talking on the internet, but you're right there.
Oh, wait, I'm lying. I did see
can't
that.
Can't they speak to each other?
They can. Yeah, they could talk out loud and hear each other.
That's the one you guys were watching the other day.
Right.
Yeah.
So watching this show, first of all, you would like to think love is blind and you could fall in love with the person. But this show is so harsh on some of the people on it that I went, who is trying this?
Well, and that's where I want to just jump in real fast before we get
no problem. Jump right in there.
Sorry, but
no, I like that you asked. That's good.
But I look at that show and I go, anyone who signs up for that show is damaged to begin with. That's why they're signing up for a show to find love, because they can't find it elsewhere. And on a show where I don't even know who I'm looking at, and I'm still willing to be on this show, you are a damaged motherfucker.
Well, this isn't just Love is Blind. They have to ask you to marry them, and you have to say yes.
You don't have to.
You say yes or say no.
Yeah, but if you want to continue with the show, you have
to. So, and then after you say yes, then you get to meet them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Wait, what was that show back in the 70s or 80s when they basically did that minus the match marriage?
Game.
The
match game. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But that was just going on a date, though.
Three guys, and then one girl, you know, like that. Premise
on steroids.
There was, there was a killer on one of those, right? Didn't some guy end up murdering somebody?
Jerry Springer.
No. That was Jenny Jones. But no, on the Dating Game,
it turned out he was a murderer.
Yeah, there was a guy, and they'd seen him on TV, and were like, "That's the fucking guy." Yep. And they found him because he was on the fucking Dating Game.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you would think you should keep a low profile if you're not going on TV.
But the Jenny Jones thing was. A gay guy, it was one of those, hey, I got a secret crush on you.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? That was so sad.
And the gay guy told another guy, and the guy fucking shot him and killed him.
He was so embarrassed. Yeah. He was embarrassed because the guy was gay, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was so embarrassed on TV that he killed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jenny Jones got sued. It was a huge thing. I remember that.
I remember that. I was like 16 or 17 at the time.
Yeah, it was the mid-90s, early 90s, somewhere around there.
So there is this one couple I want to talk about quick about the show, and I won't mention these. There's this one couple that stood out because this girl initially was going for this one guy, and they were talking. They thought he had a connection, but he had a connection with another girl. So when it came to choose the two, he told this one, like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I want to be with this one. Well, then after she dissed the guy that liked her, she went back to him and was like, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Give me a chance. The guy goes, okay, I know it. We have the connection. Let's do it.
Idiot.
No, fuck you.
Yeah. So now the guy that is with this girl is happy. They get married. They're now together still for a year and a half now. They're great. She drags this kid all through the show, even has sex with him, everything, tells everybody I'm in love with him. And the day they're supposed to get married in front of everybody, she's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not getting married to you. How am I going to marry somebody that I'm not in love with? And he was just crying. I was like,
yeah, she was a dumb hoe. I couldn't stand her from day one.
And she's 38. She's like, I'm 38 years old. He's 24. What makes you think I'd marry him? I'm like, why did you drag him along? Yeah. It's cruel. And like,
well, she was a terrible person. And like I said,
she definitely
all
was.
The people
her
on
voice
here
irritated
are
me.
Fucked I've never up. Watched it. And yeah. And you look at the women, some of them I go, you lonely bitch. And you're lonely because you're a fucking cunt.
Well, you think
and you're just one of these needly fucking... Like I said before, there was one girl doing this shit. With her fucking arms crossed. And once a girl, I've never seen you stand like that ever.
And if I did,
I'd walk the fuck out on you. Because every girl...
Now you get an extra.
No, because every girl that stands here and does this shit... is a fucking...
Not everybody stands with their leg on the wall like the
is
cool
a
kids.
Cunt,
okay?
Though.
I'm going to adjust my arms.
No,
now.
But you know what I mean. It's like that fucking... There's like a weird condescending thing when they do that. And they're like...
They get a little haughty about it and condescending.
Yeah, listen, I get it. But you look at this like and this you go, there has to be some type of responsibility. She met his family... His friends.
Yep.
They were planning a wedding.
No, there's no
she got a wedding dress.
Yep.
This is a game show.
Yep, she got her hair done, makeup.
It's a game show, Jessica.
I mean, I feel like a lot of them just do it for love.
Yes.
No, it's not.
She did it for the fame. That's exactly what she did it for.
Well, maybe in the way that they set it up, but it's not. It's really to find love.
No, it's a really fun
just like The Bachelor, right, guys?
No, these shows, most of the people on there think they're going to become famous. That's the thing.
Maybe. Or maybe they really want to find love. Maybe like, they really are. Tried all the angles, and they thought professionals would be able to match them better.
And you think by... not seeing a person and like I think
the, I don't
the
I
way
don't
they need to do this
online.
Show is like have an extremely hot person on one side and just some fucking disaster on the other and you fall in love with that disaster and then when it's revealed it's like this is who you fell in love with. That's the show. Watching two pretty people do it, it's like whatever. If now some fucking 10 walks around and there's some fucking gigantic blob of a man and he's all hairy and he's got meatball stains on his shirt and he's like, here I am, baby.
He's so mean.
But that's a lot of what happens when you meet off the internet.
That's the game.
It was like the internet. They had to talk on the line and, you know, and they couldn't meet. My whole thing is, though, I get it. But why or how can you do that to somebody? Like, I looked at her and
because
I was like,
she was a whore.
That's why you're 38 and you look like you're fucking 45.
Oh, that's she the bitch that's still at the club, though.
Oh, my God, like I know. She was. Like, did you finish the series?
We did.
They were at that party and she's like, are you happy?
Yeah, she goes up to
he's like, yes, I'm happy.
She
to relate this girl to
in
everybody.
In front of her dude's face.
Yeah. She's like, if I wanted him, I would try to take him. The girl was like, I would knock you the fuck out. And yeah. I was like, oh!
Let me tell you, I couldn't stand her either, but when she said that to her, like, bitch, I'll fuck you up.
Absolutely.
To make this shitty 38-year-old relatable to everybody, this is who this girl is. She's the old drunk girl at the bar that got thrown out and is at the door going, you're just a doorman. Yeah. You're just a doorman. Just a doorman. You ain't shit.
That's
and it's like, all right, drunk old lady, get the fuck out of here. Whatever, doorman. That's who she is.
It was rough to watch. I felt really bad for the guy. We also have been, me and my daughter Anna, we've been binge watching Married at First Sight. And this couple, I wanted to bring up the situation because it's kind of fucked up, I think. So this one girl was saving herself for marriage, okay? She was 27 years old, 27, and a virgin, and going on a Married at First Sight show to meet a man to get married. They were married for 6 weeks. She wouldn't fuck him.
But
then why did you get married? Like, you're saving it for marriage.
Why do the show?
Yeah, you're saving it for marriage, and now you're married, and you're still not fucking.
She let him lick her. She let him kiss her. She let him massage her. But she would not have sex with him.
And right there, and I said it when we were watching, I go, red flag. You know why? Because she's going to be one of these bitches that goes, eh, it's your birthday, I guess.
You get a birthday.
I guess.
Christmas and an anniversary. And
we are very adamant about...
Six nights a week,
trust, number two is your sex life.
I'm trying to sleep.
No, but for real, there's trust and your sex life. And trust being one, sex life number two.
Yep.
If you don't have either one of those, your relationship ain't going to work.
It's a healthy marriage.
And some virgin who is married for 6 weeks, she's clearly uncomfortable with just the idea of sex.
She was talking to her mom on the show, like, and wearing one of those bathing suits that's like a t-shirt.
In the pool.
She was model skinny, beautiful body. She wasn't like unattractive at all. She was a beautiful black girl. He was a handsome guy. They looked great together. And he was like, oh, wait, no problem. After 4 weeks, he was like, you know, I would like to be more intimate. And she was like, I mean, we can do flavored syrups. And she pours it like this on her arm. She's like, you can taste it. And then she put it on her calf. And he's licking it off. And I'm going, how? You know, they did dancing lessons.
It's so
I'm
awkward.
Like, this is kind of sad to watch.
All right, now pour it down the crack of your ass.
He ended up, you know, like, he ended up after, like, not marrying her. And I think that was the best thing. He's like, I don't want the responsibility of taking your virginity. Because this was going to be too much for her. So they
who knows, though?
Married.
She might get fucked good that first time and then just become a freak. You know what I mean?
Dickmatized.
But it could happen.
Yes, it could happen. My text messages, I say.
I guess it could happen. I just feel like that's not, you don't go on a show if you're a fucking virgin. Like,
listen,
you don't
I'm also
do
not
that.
Training anybody.
True. You don't want to train anybody. That is the kind of the worst. Virgins are not the best.
Yeah. I've been
but
there, done
I
that.
Just felt, again, that this guy got played. Like, what the fuck? You get married, you don't fuck? I mean, none of them did it on the night of the wedding. All of them waited till the honeymoon after a week and a half kind of being together.
Well, I guess that's reasonable if they just met.
No,
yes.
No.
You don't
buy the cow while trying to milk first.
I've also just met people.
I'm with Rocky on that one. We're married. We're fucking all motherfucking
night. I need to fuck before the wedding. Well, I want to know what I'm marrying.
You have to test the goods.
Yeah.
You have to test drive it.
You test drive the car. You don't walk into a car dealership and go, I'll take that one. No, you drive it. You look at it. Yeah.
I agree.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I thought that these two shows that are doing the make you or find you your guy, like, they should have filtered knowing she's a virgin. Put her with somebody who's a fucking virgin or a church-going boy then.
Yeah, but that doesn't make for interesting TV then.
It doesn't.
Yeah, no.
You're right. It doesn't.
But, all right, we got three women here, right? And say you're on this show, right? Or you wait until marriage to have sex like a fucking
stupid
maniac.
No, not
and, stupid. And,
I was 13.
And,
oh, girl! Way to throw it, you little fucking...
The guy was 9, surprisingly.
The
right.
guy?
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Oh, meaning you were 13 to someone I know.
You're such a dick.
Hey, finally.
You're not nice.
If this was a guy's shows, that would have been a big laugh.
Nobody laughed.
But let's say, you know, you hold out, you get married, it's your wedding night, and now you're about to fuck, and he pulls it out, and he's rock hard, and it's this big.
Oh, no.
He's got a micro penis.
No.
And now you're married? Or
you're married. Time? You're
no.
married. This is your dick now.
For the rest of your life until the divorce papers are dry.
You know, that is...
Is that grounds for an annulment?
I mean, if you didn't
you never
know
told
about
me about
it,
the micro penis.
I feel like that's... I don't know. That might be valid.
I am going to play the other side and say that for a really long time. Obviously, when I was younger, I dated women. And then I was with Rocky. And, like, every time we have sex, it does not go in easy. And I have had also three children. I'm a very small and tight, little tiny.
Hey, hey,
no
hey,
joke.
Hey.
And I,
it's like a canyon down there.
But I'm going to get to something. So when you're not with someone for so long, if he was small, I don't think that I would have been like, ugh. I would have been like, yeah, all right.
I don't know the size small he's talking about. I've seen live and in person.
This is really small. That's like not.
No, but there are.
You can't choke yourself on that if you try.
There's guys with tiny small dicks.
Oh well, if I was getting pussy for right a while, there. Not having no. sex, I'm. You know, it's
this
a little
nub.
This you nub. Know what? All right, now this you fucked me up. Like, I can't do the nub. I can't do the nub.
You might as well go back to girls at that point.
I don't want to be mean, you know, but I don't know if I necessarily look and go, fuck you. I think that's something that could be worked on.
I think I'd have to try it.
You can't make his dick bigger.
Listen, I've tried it. No.
Well, now I don't want to be superficial or anything, but I guess.
No, I tried it. I gave it the chance.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
See, I've been there too.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a big clit.
You were scissoring? Oh my God. There are some girls who have big clits.
It was like being with a female bodybuilder. Why do all of the
female,
like, they all have these huge clits?
How do you know?
Because, like, you've seen China in Playboy, you fucking got a thumb clit.
Wait.
Oh my God.
China the wrestler?
Yeah, she was in Playboy.
That was years ago.
She had a thumb clit?
Yeah, gigantic. It's gross.
How does that happen? Steroids?
I would think possibly the steroids does it. That's what my guess would be. Maybe it's some kind of testosterone thing.
Shrinks balls. I don't know. Grows clits.
I don't know exactly.
That's how steroids work.
But
wow, yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it would actually do that to women. I knew it shrunk their tits, like it made them.
Like, some guys are into it. Like Jim Norton, he was like obsessed. He's like, oh, I love a thumb clit. And he loves, like, big, meaty, draped pussies.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess to each their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
everyone has their thing and their fetish. And
I don't know.
It's not hurting anybody.
I guess not. Yeah. You know, the true story, I always say, like, it's not my sheets. I don't really care what you're doing. But yeah. I just never thought that clits could be bigger than a clit. Like, I thought it was just as all the same size meat. You know, it's like a little.
Can you do that one more time?
We're not changing it up, but we're going to get into a little different part of this conversation. So in relationships, I feel like...
I just spilled coffee on myself.
That's because you a hoe.
I am a hoe.
In relationships, you go through things. Like, you know, Rocky and I fight over, let's just say, fucking the pots and pans, right? Is it inappropriate for me to be with my girlfriend? I'll use Nicole because she's the closest friend. Is it inappropriate for me to vent to her without, you know, putting it online?
To talk about it, yes. To trash me, no.
Right, no. Okay, yeah. Obviously. I never would trash you anyway. But in speaking, I was just wondering because I have a friend who asked me a question that... They fight a lot and, you know, she vents to me a lot. And this person, her husband, attacks her for venting to me when I'm like, you know, well, who else are you going to talk to? Not Nicole, another friend.
Go talk to a priest.
But no, he like legit like
yeah. But I know,
gets angry.
I know who you're talking about. He's a control freak. He's a weirdo, and anything he says
is inappropriate. Right?
No, of course not. Friends talking to friends about issues with anything is normal.
Now, Nicole, I'll use you once again. I love you. When you come to me and you're wrong in a situation, am I honest with you?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I think why we're so close and we have such a good...
I would never blow someone's smoke. I would never try to break up a marriage. I would never do these things. But I think to myself, what are you doing that you wonder what I'm doing? Like, I'm telling her, if you want to work it out, go to marriage counseling. Be honest. Don't lie to each other. Don't, you know, and for me, I go... It's something more. So I wanted to ask other people, like, what is appropriate?
Like, I think you need that friend.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Everyone should have that one friend because your family is kind of always just going to give you the benefit of the doubt and kind of hope things ride its course. But your friend, a really close friend. No, but not even that. Like, a really close friend, like you said, like, if Nicole's doing something fucked up, you're going to be the one to be like, yo, you're fucking up and what you're doing is stupid.
Right.
Her mom will be like, well, Nicole, you know, and she'll tiptoe around it or maybe, you know, blame some other element except her daughter, you know. Or, you know, and there's it's good to have that friend. Like, you know, if Richie was fucking up, you know right. what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm more than comfortable enough to be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're fucking up. You need to straighten your shit out with, the, like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
You know, like the little kick in the ass that you need. Because, again, not a lot of people are going to do that. A lot of people are just ignore the fact or just, you know, hey, not my problem.
Right.
I think it goes more than just a close friend. It's got to be, like, a close friend that, like you and I are blunt with each other. If we think each other's wrong, we tell each other. And, like, I have close friends that wouldn't do that.
Right.
Like, exactly. It's got to be like somebody that's not only close to you that's going to tell you like it is.
Right. Gina V in the chat. Call you on your shit. Great point.
You have to have that.
She wrote, some women take it too damn far trashing their men, though. Makes get-togethers weird. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you've trashed this guy. You've put this image of, I don't fucking like this guy because of the way you treat my friend. And now you expect me to go hang out with him and be cordial and nice. Now I have to be fake for your sake.
Yeah, but there's that's difference one between thing. Trashing your man and just venting and having
exactly. You don't ever shit talk your significant other.
Right. Yeah. Right. See, I think when it comes to talking about your relationship stuff with a friend, you should always downplay it instead of increasing it. You get what I'm saying? Because now it's like, hey, we kind of had this little tiff, and what do you think about this? Not, you know, he fucking yelled at me and threw something, and now I have this image of this abusive man in your household. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I get that, but even if you were to be honest and say, he threw something, he was crazy, telling your part honestly absolutely. Is really important.
Well, that's the problem.
You know, I was nagging, I was pushing, or what? Not making excuses, but being honest about the situation.
Yeah. A lot of people will go, well, what did you do? And they'll go, I did nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I don't know why he was mad at me.
Of course it is. Of course, that's kid
shit. If you're going to tell the story, you need to tell both sides.
Yes.
Nobody's going to be perfect in it. Not everyone's going to come out smelling like roses.
Of course.
But if you're going to shit on the other person,
yeah.
You have
like
to.
There's always three sides to every story.
It's like the kid who goes home with the black eye and his dad goes, where'd you get the black eye from? Some kid punched me in the face. Well, why'd he punch you in the face?
For no reason.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was just standing there.
I don't know.
Minding my business.
And it's like you did nothing. And he just walked up and punched you. Okay, yeah, because I'm a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? So, like, again, it's a tough thing because she makes a great point. Like, get-togethers now are weird because even if it's kind of a lighter situation, there's still now your friend going, fuck him. You're my friend, not him.
Right.
I'm only around him because of you, so I don't give a fuck about this person.
Difference, though, is I love my friends. Like, my friends that are my friends are family to me. I would never disrespect my friend. To the point where I've even had a discussion with the other half in my front yard. I was laying it all out, and I told him how I felt they were. It was both. I didn't say she was. I was like, you both are fucking it up.
Yeah.
You're doing this. And I tried to even. And still, it's like, I don't want you going over there. What did she say to you today? And I don't understand that because when I talk. Well, when I have a problem with Rocky, we talk about it like this. Done. And we're not harpers. We don't talk about yesterday's argument.
Enough time doesn't pass to get to someone else to talk about it.
We really do have a very good communication level. However, when there are times where I'm like, oh, and I do talk with Nicole, never once has she ever walked in my house and been different to my husband because of respect and love. Not because I'm going to be fake to him, but because she respects and loves me. It's more important to her than making him uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? So I think about her situation. I not only feel bad because everybody needs someone to talk to, but also think, you know, what brought you to that place of wondering what she's saying? What are you doing?
Yeah, no. If a man puts his hands on a woman, that's end game for me. Like, there's no, like, all right. I believe in the phrase, if you're a woman, if you hit a man, expect to get hit back. Yeah. But I say that because there are men out there that will hit you back.
Right.
Me personally, you can punch me, spit on me, kick me. I'm never going to put my hands on them. The most I'm going to do is just restrain you. I would never, ever hit a woman, ever.
Right.
But like I said, there's guys out there that you hit them, expect to get hit fucking back.
Well, my father was a personal trainer. But,
even if it's Richie and, it, you know, I find out, you know, he beat his wife, I'd be like, dude,
you fucking
I'd be
crazy?
Like, you're a piece of shit. Right. I wouldn't be friends with him anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking hang out with someone who beats up women. Like, you're not a man. You're garbage in my eyes.
There's a level of difference when it comes to a woman and a man. A woman not only doesn't have the same amount of physical power as a man, but there's a respect. I've never had my husband say, bitch, fuck, He doesn't talk like that. Like, and neither do I.
Fuck you. You're a
bitch.
You know,
when we argue, I'm like, you know what? Maybe you need to go outside. He's like, yeah, maybe you need to go take a shower. That is as harsh as we get when we're arguing.
Yeah, but that's a conversation. Sure. Not.
Even if we were arguing or yelling, even if we're just like, you know what? Fucking time out for everybody. Yeah.
But I have a Banner Hulk syndrome where I'm Banner and then I'm Hulk. And when it starts.
He's not that scary.
No. When it starts changing, though, she could see it and I'll go, leave me alone. I'm going outside for 5 minutes. And when we first were dating,
it took a few years.
She would follow me.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you want to talk to me?
Yeah, exactly. And ladies, big mistake. When the guy says, leave me alone, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Like, give him a few minutes. Let him get his fucking wits together. Let him fucking calm down a little bit. Don't fucking keep needling him, because then when he goes, you fucking bitch, get the fuck. That's your fault.
I've learned that
now.
The hard way.
Well, like, both. Don't take a responsibility. Well,
yes, control yourself. Control yourself. But you didn't leave the situation when he asked you to. He, you know, if just
if you have the wherewithal to say, "Hey, I need 5 minutes." Yeah. If you can't respect it enough, and I get it. Like in the beginning, you get in your own head, and it's like, "Oh, but I just want to." But then you realize,
well, there's a pissing contest too in the beginning.
I need like 10 minutes to just compose myself and not. Yeah. Let it out on you because it's not your fault.
Well, in the beginning, too, you don't want to set a precedence where it's like, all right, I let you run all over me, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's that pissing contest of, all right, we're going to see who's got the bigger balls.
Well,
here.
It's
you know
also,
I mean?
You're, if you're asking for 5 minutes, that's one thing. But if you're asking to disappear for 5 days to go on a bender.
Right. Big difference. No, I feel like it's more of, don't give me shit and I won't take, and you don't take my shit. Like, you just, there's a level.
There has to be
a
balance.
But like you said, the respect thing. Like, I'd never come out my face in a way where I'm like, you're a fucking bitch, you fucking cunt. I've never.
Well, the second you're name-calling, you've lost.
There's respect gone.
Yep.
You, and it's hard to
get
that back.
But there's also that thing of, like, I always put things in this perspective, right? If I'm on the street and someone spoke to my wife that way, I'd knock them the fuck out. Why the fuck should I be talking to my wife that way? If my kids spoke to my wife that way, I'd knock them the fuck out.
That's because you're an adult, though.
Yeah, but no, I say it to my kids. I wouldn't knock them out. But what I'm saying is like, I'm not going to let anyone talk to her that way, whether it's a stranger on the street or my children. Like, this is my wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't just some fucking girlfriend.
We grew up with a lot of respect. I did as well. So it's different.
Like, I always look at it from that perspective of, well, you wouldn't want her treated this way by anyone else. So what gives you the right to, why, just because you're married? No, you should treat her better than the fucking people on the street or the, you know, some asshole who's calling her a bitch or whatever. Like, that to me, it's unacceptable to treat a woman you really love in a shitty manner, no matter how angry you are. Because you're angry, but I get over it quickly. You get over it quickly because there's a love and respect there. But if you don't have that, then
why would you want to fight and be uncomfortable with your spouse? Like, I don't know why there's so many relationships.
But I'm a big flag guy, and that
you get comfortable with
that's
being
a flag
miserable
because it starts there, and then now we're married 20 years, and I can't fucking stand you. You know what I mean? It builds, and you bury it, and you know the settling thing. But you sit there, and now it's this fucking just.
Huge, a miserable position.
Huge knot in your stomach, and every time you see the person, he's like, ugh. And it all stems from that shit because we treat each other like shit. So it's just a miserable whole fucking thing.
It's easier to be like, fuck you, I'm going to take a shower. But when I look at him, I'll just look at him and go, okay. Okay. You know, like we had to learn over the years. I mean, we know each other for well over 20 years, but being together was also a challenge because we were friends, you know, so it was like, what do you mean? But we respect each other. So I wanted to bring this up because I get sometimes with myself, like maybe I should shut my fucking mouth, but I don't want to. I want to be there for my friend, you know, and it's just a difficult situation.
See, when it's her situation, it's anything goes because there's a divorce happening. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck him. I ain't going to see him anyway. Fuck that guy.
And they're quarantined together for the past 3 months.
Oh, no.
But you know what I mean? Like, now
I fucking love her so much.
Now it's at a point, though, where it's like, I don't give a fuck what I say about him because he ain't going to be in her life and I ain't going to see this motherfucker ever again.
They're not like that, actually. It's more or less they're both really uncomfortable. And there's not fighting like, F you, but there is fighting like, oh, yeah, on our anniversary, I'm going to go camping and leave you home alone. And she calls me like, what am I going to do? I'm like, go to the fucking beach. What do you mean? What are you going to do?
Go do whatever you want.
Yeah, come here. I'll be
home.
Go
on a date.
Do something, you know, do something. I feel like, you know, but it's easier said than done. You know, together 11 years with somebody, it's easier said than done, you know.
They'll do it when they're ready and not a moment sooner.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
When you're at the divorce level, that's it. You know, that's the way I look at it. It's I feel like if you're like, we need a divorce, people can sit there and go, let's work on this and let's fix it. No, it's broken. If you got to the point where you wanted to leave them and get papers and lawyers involved, there's no fixing it.
There's no coming back.
There's putting a Band-Aid on it for a little bit, but eventually it's going to end up going back.
They'll have
back.
A baby. They'll get a dog. Oh, those are my favorite people.
Don't fucking play
with me. She sent me a picture of a dog today.
The people that...
Oh, my God. Girl, I'm coming for you.
That think a baby's going to somehow save the...
Babies, threesomes, and marriage fix... all relationship problems.
I look at that and go, oh, that's good.
Girl, are you inviting yourself?
That's smart, you know, and not selfish at all. Bring another life into this miserable fucking atmosphere.
And it's like, so now we're really trapped and linked to each other for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm.
It's hard, though, you know, because when you are at the point where you don't want to be with them anymore, it's easy when you're doing your own thing. You know, right now, the past 3 months, you can't go nowhere. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was home for 2 months. And she is in the field, thank God. She's on the front line. She is an amazing person that she's out there and essential. But it's 24/7 for her right now. And she's just like, no, thanks. Don't.
I want to go back to that virgin real quick because I've written something earlier. You saw it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to bring it up. As far as I'm concerned, and this is just me, my personal preference, but I think if you want your marriage to be good, take my advice, ladies. Once you get married, the woman should be a filthy, dirty whore. Be the dirtiest,
agreed,
sluttiest fucking whore you can be, because your
can
man.
We get a consensus on
are you telling? Are you telling them how I am? Thanks a lot. Now everybody knows I'm a dirty, filthy whore.
And, it's, and as you should be. And you know, like, and a guy. I
mean, there's really no other way to be once you're married.
As a guy, you should take pride in how you fuck. And if you don't make your woman come, you're useless. You're a worthless bag of shit.
Can I get an amen?
Because think about it, though. When we fuck, if you don't come, how much I go, no, we're not done.
It's
until
very
you
rare, but there are nights where I'm just like, it is not
well,
going.
Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know? And it's like an hour and a half. I'm like, good night. You don't know what
but
it is.
But you know what? The effort
but
is there.
Something's on my mind. Yeah, oh, yeah. But like either I hear the kids and then I'm like, I can't get back into it. I have two young kids and on either side of our bedroom. Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, like, but at the same time, like, my husband, we are very active, at least 6 days a week. There's some times where I'm like, babe, I'm super tired. You want to just hang out tonight? He's like, well, I guess so, because he's ready every night. But sometimes I'm just like, babe, I was working all fucking day. So 1 day a week, I get to myself. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll fucking slap myself in the face with his dick if he wanted it, which 90% of the time he does. Because we are married. It doesn't matter what I'm doing with him. It's my husband.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. And like I said, ladies, if you're listening and you're not and you're married, that's what's wrong with your marriage, at least.
More
a major
sex.
A major you're part
not
of
being a filthy whore.
Yeah, a major part. But seriously, though, because like think of that guy whose wife isn't a filthy whore. Like I honestly
I
never watch porn or look at porn or because I don't need to. My wife's a dirty motherfucker and I love that.
Listen, the only time you should be watching porn if you're married is if you're watching it together.
Your
if your husband is watching porn because you're not fucking pleasing him, there's a problem.
Well, and
there.
That's why he's watching it. He's looking for something else that you're not giving him.
Yeah, but okay, so what? They can't watch porn unless you're watching it together?
No. What they're saying is because they need the stimulation.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
That's my point.
I think there's a difference between just watching porn because maybe your significant other
if you're
isn't
married,
there and you just
well,
really
yeah, but
get it
I'm
on.
Saying,
no, hold up.
Like,
if you're married and sneaking
down,
off, no, and yes, like you're in the bathroom,
yeah.
Like, porn.
That's different.
You know, like that's what I'm talking about.
If you're turning to porn instead of your spouse,
yes,
then that's the problem.
That's what I mean.
Well, most women, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to hate on women at all. I mean, for real. But most women in marriage or even relationships use their fucking sex as a tool. Like, well, you know what? Then now we're not fucking, and a month will go by, and then 2 months will go by. By the time
which
three,
is
four
so
months
stupid,
go by.
Because you're punishing yourself.
True exactly. Story. But
why am I
going to
hold out
lazy.
Sex? That's punishing me.
Not that men
because
don't
that
get
woman
lazy
doesn't
want
to have sex.
Yeah,
that's
but to be
why.
Fair,
she's
there are men that
reasons
do it too.
Yes.
My ex did it. He would withhold all physical affection. And he would tell his family because they'd be like, oh, Katie, don't suck his dick. And I'd be
whoa,
like,
her family, his family would say this? What kind of family
yeah,
is this?
But to be fair, he would sit there and openly tell them, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect
you
me.
You weren't uncomfortable with that?
Oh, you have there were a lot of moments that I should have been very uncomfortable, and I just sat there and just ate shit
that
for
is
years.
Crazy.
But they would tell me, withhold. I'm like, you don't get it. He withholds from me. He had all the control in the relationship. It was a nightmare.
That's crazy.
The women who do that withholding shit, they're just looking for a reason
but
to withhold
bullshit.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Because like, what's the point of withholding? If you're supposed to be in a relationship, you're supposed to be.
Why do you matter?
Oh, you're new here.
My ex-husband used to do the same thing.
Let me catch you up real quick. I'm a firm believer that 75 to 90% of marriages are people that settled.
I agree.
They're not happy.
But that's why I'm not married yet.
Yeah, they're content.
I waited till I was 36 myself.
I'm not doing it. I'm not rushing into it. So what? I can have an expensive
divorce.
That's
why I've been single so long, because I'm not.
But I look at a lot of marriages, and my example of it is me and Jessica go to a party. We might split off for a little bit. And, you know, but we're always typically together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You watch another couple, a settled couple, a content couple, go to a party and immediately, ching, and not see each other for the rest of the night.
And that's a problem.
Of course. But they settled. And they're content in their life. They're content. Hey, I got my kids. We don't fuck anymore, but whatever.
But
I jerk off in the bathroom
and
shower.
I go to the club, you know, 12 times a week. Yes. I have lunch there and know all of their names.
That's one of my issues, too. And I say this all the time. Like, my husband has never gone to a strip club. We've been together for almost eight years. He's never been like, going out with the boys. I'm always like, babe, can we go out? He's like, do you want to watch a movie downstairs and play arcade? I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like, babe, you want to go get a drink? He's like, why don't we just go fuck? I'm like, okay.
Wait, didn't we have your bachelor dinner at a strip club?
We didn't even go into the strip club.
He wouldn't go upstairs to the strip club. It was burlesque. The girls were in lingerie serving dinner. But
guys, before you give me shit.
That was a fun time.
No, he wouldn't go up to the strip club because he was like, Jessica, first of all, you're fucking hot as fuck. How am I going to go up there and let some girl grind on me when I could be grinding with you? So we actually instead went back to the hotel room, fucked, and then went out to the club. But he's that kind of man but I am that wife. I will wear whatever he wants. I'll do whatever. He could fucking slap me all day. I'm into it. But that's why I married him.
No, I also I hate fucking, the strip club to me is just, I don't like it. Like, when I went there as a young guy, before I was even supposed to be allowed in, 16, 17, it was like, hey, cool, we're going to the titty bar. But as I got older in my 20s, I was like, this place sucks. Because, first of all, I don't want to talk to any of these skeevy bitches that you've been rubbing fucking dicks on you all night. And you smell like sweat and fucking
whatever, by giving them a dollar.
Yeah, whatever $2 perfume you sprayed all over your fucking snatch. And I'm not dumb enough to sit there and be like, yo, I think this chick likes me, bro.
take my debit card.
And there's nothing unsexier to me than a girl coming up to me and trying to be like, hey, baby, what's your name? What do you do?
It's like a script.
It's like, ugh, you're hitting like that's not woman. Like, that's not classy for a woman to go up and like.
Obviously,
do
a strip
that.
Club's
like,
not a classy place.
No, but
no.
But like,
yeah,
it's,
hard
to me, it's like, ugh, you desperate bitch. Like, and I know she's working, but still, like, if I was in the club and some chick did that, I'd be like, ugh, your desperation is gross.
Yeah.
So, like, a stripper doing it, I'm like, you're only here because you want what's inside my pocket, not what's inside my pants. And you're coming off mad desperate, and you smell, and I just seen you fucking grinding on a 73-year-old toothless guy. What makes you think I want to fucking talk to you?
So what I'm hearing is you don't like the titty bars.
No,
yeah. Well, you know, so I feel like, though, it happens when people aren't happy, and then you lose that, well, I want to be home, or I want to cook dinner, or I want to clean the house. Like, you guys have been inside my house. I work also, but I am a big into being a housewife and cleaning and cooking and serving my children and my husband. This is why I had children and a husband. Not that I'm a slave, but I love having dinner ready. He works his ass off for us. Like, so every day he's up at 6 a.m, walking in at 5:15, his feet hurt, you know, and I'm like, I got you. I want to cook for you. You don't got to clean. I already cleaned for you. Laundry is done. Because why wouldn't I do that as a wife? Some people go, I'm not setting his fucking coffee. His coffee is ready every morning before he walks out that door.
She writes in the cutest little love note.
But
I love
it.
I love it.
You know what, though? Like, a lot of, and she doesn't complain about it either. That's the other thing. He's not walking around going, I clean his house all fucking day. And it's like, yeah, you did. You know,
thank you. But thank it's you. My house too. I live here.
And I was just going to say, like, you live here too, you know, and I'm not even here most of the day, you know, so why are you complain to the kids, if anybody? But, yeah, but I look at that, and that's something that a lot of wives also don't do, though. Like, I walk into some of my friends' houses, and I'm like, God damn, is your wife even here? Like, what the fuck? Like, there is shit everywhere. There's dishes in the sink. It kind of smells a little weird in here. Like, and it, I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, my wife doesn't do shit. And I'm like, oh, that's
just like a shitty
but
partnership.
I hear those stories and I go, oh, thank God for my wife because she does all this.
She seems like the perfect mix between like Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
And like, and what? Pamela Janet Anderson? Jenna Jameson? No. Like, I don't know which way to go
Alabama
with that.
Alabama Whirly.
Oh. Ooh, that's our movie. Yeah, baby.
She's my Alabama.
It's the truth, you know, and I feel like it's so important. People don't understand, like, the consistency when you're in the relationship. It didn't go down because she was an asshole. It went down because you both were assholes. You both gave up, you know? And I don't know. I get kind of like, you brought up the whole, like, strippers and stuff like that. Like, I get kind of grateful, you know, when I hear a lot of things like my husband went out or he did this, he did that, or he wanted to go out with his boys and didn't come home. And I'm like, I don't even know. My husband begs to just be home. Like, he comes home for lunch every single day. He gets 45 minutes. He will come here from his job just to see me and the girls and his son and then eat and go back to work every day.
True story.
Like, it's a lifestyle you choose to do and be with your partner.
Well, I also look at it like, too, like, all right, when on your wedding day, right, whoever the other people were talking about, there was, like, jubilation. Like, you were very happy. I mean, maybe some people aren't, but – and you look at that and you go, you were there at some point. Like, what brought you here?
Right.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's one person.
One first, then the other joins in. Nobody ever just
No, sometimes there's a complete victim, too. Sometimes it's someone who's just a complete victim and had the wool pulled over their eyes, and that sucks. But you were at one point at your wedding day. You know what I mean? And, like, how did you get there?
Right.
You know, like, there had to have been serious real love to get there. So how from there to whatever the fuck happened did you get to that point? Because there must have been happiness to get to the wedding part.
Eventually.
You know, you don't sit there and go, this bitch drives me fucking crazy. I can't stand her. Will you marry me? Yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes it starts before the wedding and they just continue to go through it.
Some people
and
are those, just so desperate to get married.
Those are my settling people. And, like, and there's also those people, well, I'm 28. I should be married and have kids by now. That's what I'm supposed to do.
I've been told for years, you're not getting any younger. I'm like, cool. So I should have
married.
I'm
also not rushing.
Yeah, so the last person that I was with because.
Just close my eyes and throw.
Thank God you didn't.
No, and for women it's even worse though. You guys get it the worst. Like, you could be 40 years old and a guy and single, and it's like, hey, look at that guy. He's
just living like a bachelor.
Yeah, he's just living it up, man. You know. But a woman at 40, people are like, oh, that's sad for her. You know, and it's like, why?
She's an old maid.
It depends,
maid
I guess. It depends though, because we've all had those. Thank God we didn't. And I think that it happens at the right time for you. You know, my parents used to say to me all the time, I was single for a long time too, and they were like, when you have your shit together, when you are the woman you should be to meet the one you're going to be with, that's when he will come.
Yep.
And he literally, out of fucking nowhere, ran into each other after 10, 15 years of not seeing each other at a mutual bar and was like, what's up?
But that's great. You could ask every single person that knows us.
They can't believe
10
we're
years
together,
ago, like. And they're like, hey, in 10 years, Rocky and Jessica are going to be married. They're going to have
Never.
A bunch of kids. Everyone's like, get the
Never.
Fuck out of here. All right.
Yeah, okay. It's a true story, but we ended up being the perfect match. We let go of our insecurities. We let go of our judgments, and there is just acceptance. He has never once been like, you know what? I don't like this about – actually, I don't think he's ever told me there's something he didn't like about me, except I don't put the broom down. Can you come sit with me? Can you stop cleaning the house? Can you? Because I'm very. I have anxiety.
Yeah, my biggest gripe is that she won't sit down and stop doing.
Oh no, the horror!
Like,
the horror!
But it's cleaning anxiety. Like I will clean when
my head
is going.
No, but sometimes, like if say I want to go out and smoke. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I want to go out and smoke, it's like, I don't want to wait 5. I want to go now. Like,
right this second. Yeah, I'm ready right now.
I
want
to smoke. I need to smoke. Let's go smoke. And she'll be like, let me just, and I'll go, no, because that leads into da 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 da.
I'll empty the garbage and I'll wipe down the toilet. Yeah. I'm in the bathroom. I clean it anyway. Why as well?
And she does it all the time when I'm here.
But I'll have to pull her out and be like, you're not doing any of that shit. Let's go and smoke.
And I sit and I'm like, all right, when I go inside, I'm going to vacuum. He's like, what is, you know, but with me, that's how I work out my shit. I'm not into doing anything else. I don't take medication. I'm not into that kind of lifestyle. So for me, I'm like, I got shit. I'm just going to go in the salon and clean, or I'm gonna rake the leaves. I'll fucking
but that's
shovel
why you guys
snow. You
work.
Know,
you guys balance each other
right.
out.
Well, someone
when
in
you're
here,
doing that.
Gina V again. She's a Pod Squad person. Shout out Gina V. She's the one who said you were cute. She wrote, you know, when you've got a good man, all that stuff comes easy. And we've said it here before. Like, this is never work. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never sitting here going, man, we need to work on our relationship. You know, that's those. The thoughts have never crossed either one of our minds because, not to sound cheesy, and you know, but we're soulmates. Mm. Like that's magical. But and it's one in a zillion fucking thing though. Like we hit lottery as far as being a couple. You know, it's most people won't find this. And you know, I hate to say that, and it's sad, but most people won't. That's just the way the world is. But we never, ever, ever go, we really need to work on what's going on here. And if you're saying that, again, huge red flag to me. It shouldn't be work. You're like, if you're really in love and everything is cool. Because
there's a right to have difference, though, but conversations and compromise.
But there's a thing of, I don't want to make her upset, and she doesn't want to make me upset. So we go to extreme lengths, as far as our personalities are concerned, to curb some of our tendencies and go, all right, this is going to cause some shit if I react the way I normally would.
Mm, right.
But I love this person too much, so I'm going to subside that and just chalk it up to, it's a moment, let's
just
move on.
Just letting it go.
But and not like bottling it and, you know, not, and then throwing not just taking a later. Loss. Yeah, no. Yeah. It's a respect thing of, I don't want to see her upset. She doesn't want to see me upset. Let's do everything possible to make sure we don't do that. You know what I mean? And again, it's not a thought thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't sit there and go, how do I make her happy? It just works.
You also find, though, in relationships, I feel like nobody wants to take responsibility. It's like, yeah, well, you did this first. And, you did this. And you kind of get at that attacking moment. That so what we try to do is never say you. I don't say you. I tell him my feelings about this is, and I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Instead of going, you made me. You're the. It's not. It's more about how I approach. And to be honest, if anybody knows me, I'm a very aggressive speaker. This isn't like, oh, Jessica's crazy. No, I was raised by an Italian Puerto Rican man who spoke aggressively. So when I talk, it just is like this.
Well,
he will tell
a lot
me.
Of siblings, so to be heard, you have to be loud.
He would say to me, you know, I don't like your talking at me. And I go, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk to you like that. And I have to rewind. And we had the other day, someone had aggravated me to a point where I call him at work and I'm like, la, 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 la. And I yelled at him and he was like, don't yell at me. I didn't do this. Blah, blah. And I hung up. I'm like, love you. Bye. We hang up the phone. He calls right back.
No, you called right back. I
called
back. Not even 2 minutes later.
And I was like, I shouldn't have yelled at you. It takes a lot for me to be that way because I am very like, well, if you didn't... And I should never do that with my husband.
She was stubborn as shit for years to get a sorry out of her. Oh. And I would... it would end everything that we were... Like, whatever moment we were having, if she would just be like, sorry. And I would sit there and go, you can't fucking say it, can
but
you?
It would be a sorry, and I'd go, but you. And he'd go, you see?
So that's not an apology.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
An excuse.
But
yeah.
Like, she like had a problem saying the word sorry. Like, I'm it, like, with like some a real problem. And I'd be like, you can't just say, like, and she'd be like, but, da, da. And I'd be like, just say fucking sorry, and it's done. Like, that's it. But, da, da, da,
let it die.
And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding? Like, it would frustrate the shit out of me because I'm so quick to be like, you're right. I'm sorry. Mm. Like, I'm very quick to point out my flaws or if I fucked up and I feel that I did. Like, if I didn't fuck up and I feel like I didn't, then I'm going to fight it to the death. But I'm very quick to also go, you were fucking wrong there. Don't be a fucking idiot. Just, you know, move on. Say sorry.
Yeah.
And, but at first she was so stubborn with that.
It took a lot for me to go, you know what? You reacted the way you did because of you. I had to take accountability for me and for what I said. It's really hard when you're in a relationship and in a fight to just go, well, wait a second. I really did say that, and that was not right. You know what? I'm sorry for that, and let's continue now. So it's a difficult situation when you're both not like that. You know,
But it was a yin and yang.
He would never speak. He would never talk. He'd run away. Talk to me, and he'd walk away. So we had to work through that moment. People forget when you get married, it's not over the effort and the consistency. Some stop. They're like, oh, fuck it. We're married now. I got that ring.
Now you can just coast.
Yeah.
Sex is over. Got it.
Yeah.
And I look at that and go, well, that's why it's not working.
It's like, so the peak is marriage. But and then after that,
it was that yin and yang of she was so stubborn that I was like, you know what? I'm going to show you how fucking easy it is to just be like, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think me being that way and her being her way, it balanced each other out where, you know, if I, because a lot of times too in earlier relationships, I'd be like, "Fuck it, just take the loss. It ain't even worth it." Because I just don't want to hear fucking.
And it's not that serious.
You know what I mean? And but with her, it was different. Where it was like, "All right, I actually want to hear you out because I love you, and you know, like I don't want
to respect.
I don't
want
to just brush you aside." But I'm also going to be like, no, this is the way I fucking feel, where normally I would just be like, bottled. So I think that balance did help, though, because she saw me being like, hey, I fucked up, my bad, I'm willing to admit it, I'm sorry, let's move on. And her stubbornness finally subsided because she saw me doing that, and perfect I was the angel. Same. But I was the same way with, you know, now being a little bit more aggressive instead of bottling and actually... You know,
so you guys
talking.
Compliment each other they do. In a yeah. way that, you know,
I cannot stand my husband. Yeah. He's so fucking annoying. It's a true story. It is a true story. I don't know how we got onto this fucking love our relationship. We always end up talking
about
us.
We always end up about us.
I'm sorry.
Because you guys
I
have a fucking
it.
Awesome relationship.
I love
and
that.
And you know what it is, too? It's
that.
So hard to explain it. So when we try to explain it, like, we always find new ways, and it's like all of a sudden that insight goes in. It's like, that's what it is. And finally we realize it. But, you know, every episode there's something new that we'll talk about, and we go, oh, yeah, we were at that point, and how did that change? How do we get there? And then it starts, you know, dinging in your head. Oh, okay, she did this, and I did that.
Some people think, like, you get together, and then you guys should just conform and be what the other person wants. Like, he's never asked me to change. I would never say to him, you're not allowed to love movies. How no. dare you? Like, an arcade machine for $3,000? No way.
He
fucking works for his money. Yeah. Buy any game system you want. You know, some wives, you're going to spend that money? I'm like, buy it. $1,700 on VR. We got a movie screen. Whatever you want, Rocky. You fucking work. Do it. Mm-hmm. The restrictions, the not being able to grow, that I feel like is a lot of issues with human beings in general, because we all just want, I want you to be like I want you to be. Yeah. Why? Why'd you get married then? No, I want you to fucking be you. Mm-hmm. And I want to be me. I could wear what I want. My fucking ass cheeks could be bouncing out. I don't dress like that, but they could be. We went to hedonism, for God's sakes, and my husband's not a jealous man. He knows I'm not going. Why can't I be me? I want to, you know, and people lose that. Like, I love that. Like, that he is just so accepting. And we have had a lot of things in our relationship. Not bad, but, you know, we've had a miscarriage. I had a tumor I had to have removed. We had a lot of emotional stuff that I've never felt like I'm in this by myself. People forget, like, how to be that. I got you. Like, I'm here. I got you. And I've couldn't ask for fucking anybody better.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Like,
blow job for Rocky, like, today.
The person hey. I got with, and the person I met is who you are. And now, you know, 5 years down the road, I'm like, well, you need to change that shit. It's like, what?
Well, the second you're thinking that, it's over.
Or if it was something really that drastic that you really didn't like, you should have brought that shit up years ago.
And right. either addressed yeah. it or realized This is
not the one for
me.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Like,
thank
if she's
you.
Going out every night and you're together, and she's like, "Hey, I'm going to go to the club with my girls," you know, and it's you know 4 nights out of the week, and at first you're like, "Whatever," she's just going to hang out with her friends. But now you're a little bit more in the relationships a year or two. It's like, you know, I'm not really cool with you, you know, going out 4 nights a week still. Like, it's kind of shitty, I think, in my opinion. But now we're married, and she's still doing it. And it's like, you're going out every fucking night. It's like, but yeah, I have been for the past fucking 8 years. Right. So what's the big fucking deal?
I got to stop now. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's a problem.
Yeah. You know, change and growth is good in any relationship. And I'm like completely appreciating and grateful for this convo with you motherfuckers. It's been a
Gina
great time.
Gina V writes, like, when women date bad boys and think he's going to change when he gets married.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, that does
Tony
not
Soprano.
Happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you know, one
You marry into this, and then expect change, and that's just not how things work. You know, people actually get more stubborn after they get married. Unless,
like, some people will change, but if the guy's a scumbag, he's always gonna, like, you can't change a scumbag.
No, it's true.
No,
like, that's just who they are. It's in their nature. Like, it's scumbaggery isn't something you learn. I feel it's just that's your nature. It's who you are. You are always that way.
I agree. I think it's something that's like embedded in you.
Yeah.
It's difficult, and people are all, everybody's different. So everybody wants and needs different
things.
Some
people are unmarriable
out of
people.
The way.
And those people, some people.
That's facts.
And some people don't realize that. And not in a bad way.
And that's okay. Not everyone needs.
Well, that's
to get
what I'm
married.
Saying. I'm not saying
they
it in
have
a,
kids.
I'm not
Absolutely.
Saying it in a bad way at all. Some people, yes, in a bad way.
I was
they're
never getting married before.
But
Rocky.
Some people
never.
Are just very content on, you know,
doing
them.
Their thing, yeah.
And being having that freedom. And hey, if I want to go date somebody, I'll go do that. If I don't, I won't. Right. If I want to go on a trip with my friend, I can go do that. Yeah. I have nothing holding me back. And some people love that life. Right. And it, cheers to them. You know, if that's the way you like to live, that's great. But, you know, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? And but some people like search so hard for that other part of it and will just take anything.
Right.
And accept anything and just to be in a shitty fucking relationship and just be like, well, this is life.
My end goal is just everybody remember, you know, when you have to change yourself to make someone happy, then it's obviously not somebody who accepts and loves you for who you are. And I say, put yourself first.
Know your worth.
Yes. Know your worth. And know, and what you will and will not accept needs to be respected. I really had like so much fun with this conversation.
I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
And another thing, and this is for the ladies.
One more thing, and then another thing.
No. It's the same thing. But the way I say, like, if a guy hits a girl once, he'll do it every fucking time. Because if I did it once, you know, I'm willing to go there and do that. And if a guy cheats on you, he'll have no problem doing it again.
Of course.
So if you get cheated on, leave. Do not stay with that guy. Don't listen to him, because if something comes along that entices him, he will cheat on you again. Truth. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a hitter, always a hitter. And that's just the way men are. Some men are just that way.
I want to just say that I agree 1,000,000%. Those are just two things that you cannot come back from. But not just because they cheated, but because...
And not cheated in past relationships. This cheated is on my, you.
Yeah, right. This is my body... This is my health. This is my life. And that going outside, you not only showed me that I don't mean anything to you, but you don't care if I catch anything from your mishaps and playtime. So that would never be a cheating thing.
Get the girl pregnant.
I
you know what I mean?
The bringing me back shit scares me more. Get anybody you want pregnant, because I won't be with you anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? But bringing me home something when I'm giving you my body... is like you have overstepped, and I would never be able to be intimate without going, I wonder if you fucked someone. You know, I wonder if they were with someone.
But it's that just... also goes with knowing your worth, too.
But and ladies, don't misconstrue what I said. Like I said, he cheated on you. Not that he cheated.
You cheated back in the day.
No, yeah, no. What he did back in the day, that's whatever. That wasn't with you, you know. Most people did.
Seriously. You know? From like 17 to 21, I'm sorry.
If you didn't, if you didn't cheat, you didn't have a fun life.
Yeah, I'm sorry. People do things, you know. Like, and I was in the club scene, and, you know.
Shit happens. But
to be fair, though, women, it's not just the guys that are cheating.
No, no, no.
Let's be fair.
This is a little advice for the ladies. Every now and then, I like to let them peek into the man's world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's so sweet.
But, you know, because I care about women, though. I have two daughters out, and I love my wife to death. And my mother, and, you know, I have a lot of women in my life. So I'm very protective of a woman.
He's a good man.
Like, my 20-year-old daughter, I'm very blunt with her when it comes to men, relationships. I'm like, this is what he wants.
Yeah.
This is what he's looking for. She'll come to me all the time and talk to me about what's going on with her relationship. Because she knows dad is going to tell me what guys do. Mm-hmm. Dad is going to tell me how guys think. Not at all. You know,
because what's the point?
Exactly.
I want her to be on guard and know what to expect from certain situations or certain behaviors or whatever the case may
be. You can't just say don't do this because you're going to get hurt. You say don't do this because his ulterior motives are this. And let me tell you a little bit. And we educate our daughter and all of our children. We're very honest with everything that happens in life, including sex, drugs, death. I'm not that parent to go, don't try that. I'm like, let me show you a little bit about what happens when you try that. Let me show you the aftermath. Or let's talk about I was pregnant at 17. Hello. My kids have to know the truth. So many parents go, shh, go outside. Shh, pick up your phone. You want to go to your friends? Go to your friends. There's no connection, and I won't have that kind of relationship with my children. I won't.
Word. Word.
We had you here tonight. I hope you come back again. We call a killer guy.
RussosBrand.com. Go over to RussosBrand.com right now and subscribe. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 12 brand new episodes every single week from Vince Russo, Shane Douglas, just incredible. Stevie Richards, Been On Mean, Disco Inferno, yours truly, and of course my lovely wife and many, many other lovely characters over in the Brand family. So go to RussosBrand.com right now and subscribe. OpieRadio.com, we love the Opster. You just had Jim Brewer on. It's a fantastic episode. Always love when Brewer's on, so go to OpieRadio.com and subscribe, or wherever you get your podcasts. StatementGames.com. He was just here on Super Ugly. We love Mark from Statement Games.
I didn't get to see him, but
go over there now.
I send my love.
You can win $1,000 in some kind of NFL contest he's got going on. So go over to StatementGames.com right now. They're always giving away other prizes too, but the big contest is some kind of NFL $1,000 giveaway thing.
We love all of you and appreciate everybody who joins in our show. Even though we're a small gathering, I feel like we get to talk about a lot of things that not many people can talk about openly. And we hope you come back next week. Go to JRabbit55 on Twitter, RockySUS11.
Gina loves the hair color, ladies. Well, my lovely wife does all of their hair. So thank you.
It's a show. It's a show. Yeah, but really, though, we love you guys all, and we will see you next Tuesday. Peace.